Welcome. Let us begin as we begin all prayer by reminding ourselves that we are in God's presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I pray that you unlock my heart, that I might be fully alive to my true identity in you. Give me clear revelation to see myself the way you see me. Help me to stand in your truth, to relish in your love, and to open my heart with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Lenten retreat. Who do you say that I am? This retreat will follow the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola, focusing on the first week. St. Ignatius designed each week to have a theme, and in this first week, St. Ignatius invites us to see ourselves, God, and all creation as hinges of our identity. In the first movement of the first week, St. Ignatius gives us the principle and foundation. I'll explain what the principle and foundation is, but first, let me share what Ignatius writes as translated by Father David Fleming of the Society of Jesus. The first principle and foundation: the goal of our life is to live with God forever. God, who loves us, gave us life. Our own response of love allows God's life to flow into us without limit. All the things in this world are gifts of God, presented to us so that we can know God more easily and make a return of love more readily. As a result, we appreciate and use all these gifts of God insofar as they help us develop as loving persons. But if any of these gifts become the center of our lives, they displace God and so hinder our growth toward our goal. In everyday life, then, we must hold ourselves in balance before all of these created gifts insofar as we have a choice and are not bound by some obligation. We should not fix our desires on health or sickness, wealth or poverty, success or failure, a long life or a short one. For everything has the potential of calling forth in us a deeper response to our life in God. Our only desire and our one choice should be this: I want and I choose what better leads to God's deepening God's life in me. This principle and foundation may sound like a prayer, but it's not a prayer. It is, I would say, a mission statement. A mission statement, much like the principle and foundation, is intrinsically communal. It is about the whole company or organization or institute, or in this case, it is about us and not about the one. The principle and foundation is not about God and me. It is about God, me, and all of creation. Mission statements serve two purposes. They help keep people focused on the tasks at hand, and mission statements encourage people to find innovative ways of moving forward with an eye to achieving their goals. And what is our goal? According to the principle and foundation, our goal is to want and to choose what better leads to God's deepening God's life in me. A mission statement reveals what one does, how one does it, and why one does it. It helps us to see if our values align with God's values for us. Again, this principle and foundation is not a prayer. Rather, by calling it a principle, it reveals itself as a rational thought, an idea, a statement we are invited to chew on. By using the word foundation, the statement is the bedrock of the exercises, and so the principle and foundation is to be kept in the background as one moves through the spiritual exercises, and so too for us as we move through the first week of the spiritual exercises during Lent. This principle and foundation is a lot to unpack, And I'm sure as you sit with it, there will be lots of questions about what it means when it says this, or what does it mean when it says that. But let me highlight 3 points from the principle and foundation for us to consider. Point one, the principle and foundation is asking us to consider that the purpose of our life is to share our life with God. This shared life unveils our life as not being lived in a bubble. We share our life with friends, family, co-workers, strangers, Democrats, Republicans, Black and brown people, LGBTQ+ people, poor and marginalized people, people we disagree with, people who inspire, people who bring us joy, people who stress us out. We share our life with all of these people, moment by moment. And it is with all these people that we are called to be in communion with. I studied theater in college, and a theater professor I had, his name is Van Ibsen. He said, if you want to know who you are, look at the people around you. What I heard Professor Ibsen say is that the people I have chosen to fill my life can show me who I am. Even the people I have chosen to exclude can reveal to me who I am. To go a little further, we also share our life with all of creation. So the principle and foundation also invites us to consider how we treat our planet, how we care for the earth. Does our love for God extend to the choices we make when it comes to keeping our earthly home healthy, alive, and thriving? Looking around us can help us see who we are. Now, let me pause here and say, this is not a moment of self-condemnation or finger-pointing or blame. To know who we are is to see all the angles, to notice all the crevices of ourselves. And some can be wonderful and amazing and quite joy-filled. And others can be difficult, challenging, and maybe not so nice to acknowledge. And that's okay. As we go through the retreat, always hold in your heart that you are loved. And if that is difficult to believe, then consider the varieties of love you have received in moments of your life, and keep those close to yourself. Point two. The principle and foundation is asking us to consider that God has given us gifts. These gifts are to help us reach that goal, which is to want and to choose what better leads to God's deepening, God's life in me. Sometimes we can take these gifts for granted and misuse them or abuse them or toss them away. A friend of mine once said, when people say the good old days, why didn't I realize those days were good while I was living them? I've had experiences of relationships in my past that when those relationships had long since dissolved, I've said to myself, I did not know what I had until it was gone. Gift. I Googled the word gift. It was curious about its definition, and do you know what it said? The Google definition of gift is a thing given willingly to someone without payment. A thing given willingly to someone without payment. The word willingly in that definition was underlined. So God willingly gave us the gifts of our life without any expectation to receive something in return. In our translation of The Principle and Foundation by David Fleming, he brilliantly uses the word presented. God presented the gifts of our lives to us. God presented us gifts as if to say, go use these gifts. Let them help you love better. Finally, the third point. The principle and foundation is asking us to consider what Ignatian calls indifference. This indifference is not the kind of indifference we are familiar with, which is a lack of interest or concern or sympathy. No, this indifference is Ignatian. This indifference is the ability to let a good thing go, not only literally, but in your heart as well. This Ignatian indifference is a different approach, a different way of thinking about our loving God. Ignatian indifference appears in the phrase of the principle and foundation when it says, we should not fix our desires on health or sickness, wealth or poverty, success or failure, a long life or a short one. Ignatian indifference helps us to hold lightly the gifts presented to us so that we can always be in discernment about what we have as gifts and how or if we are using them to love. Are we obsessed with our health? Are we preoccupied with money? Are we distracted by living a long time? These obsessions, preoccupations, and distractions can sometimes lead us away from God. They can lead us away from loving one another. There was a time in my life when I was working pretty steadily, especially as a playwright. And in that time, I was obsessed with perfecting my craft. I wanted to be excellent, and there was nothing wrong with that. But my obsession affected my relationships. I'd work all the time, alone, declining invitations to go out, avoiding phone calls and texts. My health was taking a toll too. I'd eat fast food because it was quicker and it allowed me to focus on my writing. I'd drink and smoke and not sleep, and prayer and God was, they were nowhere to be found. Looking back at that period of my life, I can say, though I love the gift God gave me, I was not holding it in balance with all the other gifts God gave me. Life, friends, family, health, and so on. My focus was solely on the self and nowhere else. A little caveat. Ignatius recognizes that there are gifts given to us that help us live, like a good paying job or the need for multiple vehicles because of the logistical needs of family. I have a friend, his name is Mark, and he is going through some intense chemotherapy. This medical gift is helping him live and fight cancer, even if it is painful for him. And chemo is a gift that is critical. Sometimes we don't have a choice in giving up or letting go of gifts. And like my friend Mark, depending on the pain he is going through, something that he admits and gave me permission to share is that sometimes being a loving person is the hardest thing for him to be. We all have responsibilities and obligations and hills and valleys of life that we are attending to, that we are bound to. What Ignatius is pointing to are those gifts where we have the freedom of choice, where obligation and responsibility are not at stake. I had a choice between working on the craft of playwriting. I could have been obsessed with it, which I was, or I could have had perhaps invited people into the experience, allowing me to nurture all of God's gifts to me and not just the one. So it is those gifts that we are being asked to consider how they are inviting us to love. Following the principle and foundation, St. Ignatius offers us the examine. The examine is a prayer that helps support our goal, which is to want and to choose what better leads to God's deepening God's life in me. This is a prayer that is a daily habit. And it asks these questions: how have I been using God's gifts? How have I been growing as a loving person? Andy Otto, a spiritual director, master of the spiritual exercises, and author of several books, podcasts, and websites, writes this from his blog, God in All Things. The examine tunes us into how our daily choices, big and small, contribute to our growing closer in union with God and creation. We're reminded that our daily lives matter. Our daily lives matter to God. We should have a growing sense of being loved as we are, being called to share our gifts, to love more boldly, to be more free. Fleming describes this growth as developing as loving persons in our care of God's world and its development. The principle and foundation reveals that God wants us to be free, to choose to love. So take some time to reflect. All reflection materials can be found in a downloadable PDF below. Consider these questions. Who in my life has helped me on my faith journey? Write those names down slowly and intentionally. See their faces in your imagination. Recall memories and give thanks for their presence in your life. Who can I invite to join me on my faith journey? Remember, the principle and foundation is not about God and me, but rather about God, me, and all of creation. Who, if anyone, would you like to share the road of faith with? And then, maybe, reach out to them. Finally, who have you excluded in your life? Or rather, who could you love better in your life? Again, as my theater professor said, if you want to know who you are, look at the people around you. And also, I would add, look at who isn't around you. Why? Does this say something about who you are? If you would like scripture to pray with, consider Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. Or maybe Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Or maybe Isaiah chapter 49, verses 8 through 16. Finally, if you would like some music to pray with, consider listening to Deliverance by Strahan and or Your Ways by Salt of the Sound. Again, these reflection materials can be found in a downloadable PDF below. With that, let us pray. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.